From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Dollar General plans to open more than 1,000 new stores across the country this year. But some cities say they already have too many dollar stores, and that makes it tough for other businesses to compete. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom checks in on how some southern cities have tried to slow the dollar store spread.
Here's our first dollar store.
It will not be the last. We have quite a few. Look, we have so many, I don't even know where all of them are at.
I'm getting a driving tour of New Orleans East from Sean Bruno. He's the chair of the East New Orleans Business Development District. Bruno says this area used to have plenty of restaurants, an ice skating rink, and a huge plaza.
You see residents out on the weekends picking up trash, cleaning out the drains, you know, because we take pride in our community and we care.
But that mall's now closed, and lots of big stores have also left after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. In their place today are about a dozen dollar stores. Bruno says that makes it harder to recruit new businesses because having so many dollar stores creates a look of poverty.
They're not well lit, they're not well kept. It promotes an image that's all you can have are dollar stores.
So New Orleans said no new dollar stores, at least within a mile of one that's already there. It made that law in 2019, and more than 50 other U.S. cities and counties passed similar restrictions. In New Orleans East, the rule is no new dollar store within 2 miles of another one because they're already packed in here pretty tight.
So this is a Family Dollar. That's a Dollar General.
And you got a Dollar Tree right over there, too.
And you got a Dollar Tree. Right, exactly.
That's 3 dollar stores in roughly a half mile. And they're still open after the law passed because it has a major limitation. It doesn't close down any stores that were already there before the law passed. But like any business, some have since closed down on their own.
They knocked it down. Used to be a dollar store right here.
So that's one less dollar store in New Orleans East. Is that a win?
You hate to see a business close down, so I don't look at it as a win.
But he's happy the law means another dollar store can't take its place.
Oh man, that's a lot of bull.
Larry Bowman's lived in New Orleans East since the 70s.
The dollar store is what people are looking for. They're looking for a bargain, a good deal, and something convenient.
He's waiting for someone in the parking lot that includes a grocery store flanked by 2 different dollar stores. Now Bowman, he loves dollar stores. And having so many is kind of the point. The more dollar stores, the easier to quickly pick up what you're missing at home.
Some milk or some sugar or some coffee or something. And, you know, to me, it's beneficiary for the people that's in that neighborhood.
So you want there to be more dollar stores?
Yeah, definitely. It's more convenient for you.
I think we have enough dollar stores or small stores around here.
Irma Lopez also lives in New Orleans East and also likes dollar stores, especially on her limited income. But she says there are too many and not enough of the big stores that used to be here.
We had Dillard's, Sears, so we are being deprived of the nice stores as well.
And that's the big idea behind the anti-dollar store zoning in New Orleans and other cities. Fewer or at least no new dollar stores will make it easier to recruit other businesses, the big dream being grocery stores. Now, New Orleans East hasn't been able to recruit a new grocer since the law started, but Birmingham also passed a dollar store law in 2019, and that city recently made the dream happen.
We're standing on what will be the full-service food giant.
Cornell Wesley handles economic development for Birmingham. The city's Five Point West neighborhood hasn't had a grocery store for 5 years. That changed with this now-open food giant, which put a smile on Wesley's face.
Yeah, man. I smile because I grew up in Birmingham and I grew up in a food desert, so I know what this will yield and what this will mean for this community.
So did the law help? Well, he says Food Giant wasn't really concerned about dollar stores. This one's literally opening up right next to a Family Dollar. Wesley says the more important thing was the incentives. In this case, more than $500,000 from the city to renovate the space. But Wesley, he's the guy who has to make the pitch to grocery stores, why they should move into neighborhoods without one. And he says it's harder to make that case if a CEO comes by and sees nothing but dollar stores.
It's like, where are we going to capture clients if there's 5 or 10 of these? So you could insert any brand there, and it would still present the same challenge.
It's just that other brands aren't opening their stores just a few blocks apart. In separate statements, Dollar General and Family Dollar said their stores are complements to grocers. And Dollar General added these kinds of bans only hurt customers who can rely on these stores to stretch budgets already squeezed by inflation. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.